Scholars refer to the work James writes as one of the Catholic letters of the New Testament. In addition to the 13 letters attributed to Paul and the letter to the Hebrews, the New Testament contains 7 other loosely defined letters. The term Catholic is used in this context to denote the broader or universal church, unlike Paul's letters, which are addressed to a particular local church in Corinth or Ephesus, for example. And James tells us we are to, more than hear, we are to do, and I might add, be the word of God. A mere hearer of the word is like someone who looks in the mirror and not much further beyond. No one, friends, has ever seen their own face until they've looked deeply into the eyes of the gospel. To be quick to hear the gospel is to accept it readily and to act in conformity with it. To listen but refuse to practice is the decision to remain in detention. Keep yourselves unstained by the world and remain free. Our dance into the life of God is a multi-layered adventure that requires patience. It's much more like a waltz and a stomp or a romp. And as we mature in our Christian faith, Christ's illumination shines ever brighter upon and from us. Healing and faith, too, operate more on a dial than on a binary switch methodology. What would become of our blind man in the gospel had he not sought clear vision? Can anyone be satisfied seeing but not able to identify? Sure, it's better than no sight. Our fellow could at least detect motion, which is helpful, but still less than fullness. And the fullness that God always, the God of such an abundant generosity, always has in his heart to spill out upon all humankind who only seek to be in relationship with God. God expects that we will move and grow into ever-deepening levels of awareness of his love for us. In fact, the story of God's revelation to humankind has always been gradual and incremental, never more complete than through an encounter with the person of Jesus our Christ. The blind man follows a bit of a process. It isn't the instant, type of healing Jesus has seemingly performed in the past. The blind man is led outside the little town of Bethsaida. Solution is mixed. Hands are laid upon the blind man's eyes. And then the process is repeated a second time. Only gradually is this person's sight returned. I think this is probably a more normative way people come to healing and enlightenment. And healing, of course, always involves our participation in the Word of God and our participation through the sacraments of the Church, living out most fully our baptism, which always brings us to Holy Eucharist. Amen.